We are bringing the midday workout to a close, but before we do, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Brittany J's tea for the day.
Yes, and today, I'm so confused right now. People on Facebook Live be killing me. He said, I thought the station was off the air when they closed Connecticut. Connecticut was closed? I gotta get an encyclopedia. I don't know what's going on. Yeah. All right, so today, let's talk about Nipsey's family. Remember they were going to court, the family and Tanisha for the custody of the daughter, right? So that happened yesterday. They said that Tanisha, the mom, broke down when she saw Imani. They let them stand in the room before the hearing even started, because I guess it was the first time in a couple months that she had even, like, they had been able to be alone. So Tanisha argued that she had already had joint custody with Nipsey, and that she also wants child support from Nipsey's estate. I also saw financial assistance, like, I don't know if that means outside of child support, but either way. So Nip's brother Black Sam and his sister Samantha want the judge to allow them to keep the money in the family and to terminate her rights. Oh. Tanisha's parental rights. So the LA Department of Children and Family Services is also involved because she's like only 10 years old. So the custody hearing, they did not get a final answer yesterday. They're not going to get it till Friday, the final decision. Mm. So she has another child with someone else. I don't know where this child is at. I don't think I've ever seen the baby on Instagram. I don't know what's going on with the other child. So that could play in the case if she doesn't have custody. Listen, okay? I don't want to speculate too much, but it looked kind of crazy. All right, so let's talk about Aisha Curry. She is still out here basking in her truth, okay? So she said she made a rash decision. you hear them grunting?
She don't sit out.
Okay,
sit
well,
down.
She just, can she talk?
It's no, right. No, if, not, this is the wrong
here's
time.
Here's my thing. So, but here's, I think that these things are happening before the playoffs, but this is when they're coming out. I'm not sure. Let me just say what she said. So she said she made a rash decision to get her breasts done after having having her second child in 2015. But the doctor did a bad job. It was one of the most botched breast job on the planet, she said. She was battling postpartum, and she wanted to get them lifted, but she ended up with bigger breasts that she didn't want. But she's more confident now, and the same problems she had before are not the same. They don't mean anything to her anymore. People are, like, you guys are saying, like, why y'all still talking? Like, why is she still talking?
Right.
But my thing with people is, like, I feel like people are bashing her for opening her mouth. Like, just because you wouldn't do something doesn't make it wrong.
But the world don't need to know.
But, like, again, just because you wouldn't do something doesn't make it wrong. Like, somebody cares. Somebody, like, yes, it's my booty job was botched, too. Somebody listening. I don't know who. But I'm just telling y'all what's going on in the world. So, Black China, she had her first ever on-air interview today. Okay, so she was on the Wendy Williams show, and she broke down how, she was spilling a lot of things, okay? So she broke down how she found out that Kylie and Tyga was dating. She said that neither her or Tyga cheated, but she didn't know they were dating until he put her out the house. And that she knew that they were dating when she saw that he threw Kylie's 17th birthday party, like, on the internet and, like, the news and stuff. She didn't even, like, know from him. And then she said immediately after, the family just threw her under the bus. Because remember, her and Kim Kardashian was best friends, taking pictures and looking tan together, shade. Okay, so anyway, so this is one of the reasons why, people were, like, on Jordiana's side when the whole Tristan Thompson thing happened, because they were like, y'all, this is what y'all do. Y'all take your friend's men.
Oh.
So this is an example of what people were saying.
Uh-oh.
All right. So she didn't want to answer this next question, but she told us that Rob was a better lover than Tyga.
What?
I'm surprised about that, because Rob seemed like he kind of lazy, but I guess overall, like, emotionally, like, better, right? So now we all know when this happened, when she got, I know, Tyga, whatever, he ain't with nobody no more, so, I don't know. Anyway, so we all thought, remember when China got with Rob in the beginning, we was like, girl, sis, win your race, sis, get him back for being tried for New York, right? So she says that that wasn't the case. She said that she actually was attracted to him. He had a great personality, and she wanted him to see his worth. This is what she said. So, I mean, I could believe it, but sis, at the moment, it did not look like that, and I was standing for it not looking like that because karma, okay? So, the last thing she said, well, she didn't say anything after that. I wanted Wendy to ask her about these new relationships she's been in for 3 weeks at a time. Like, sis, was you getting checks for them or not? That was the question we needed answered, because these men came from nowhere. They was 12 and a half. So, that's that. Last story, more about Wendy Williams. So, remember right after she had opened up about living in the sober house, right? She announced that her and her husband, her trashy husband, started the Hunter Foundation to help people who were suffering with addiction, right? So that's canceled. She said that she's ending it, but she's still committed to helping others in the struggle. So now Kevin Hunter, Okay. He says he's concerned about the people at the call center that they had who will lose their jobs, and he thinks Wendy is trying to distance herself from anything related to drug addiction and substance abuse. You what? Idiot! She's trying to distance herself from you, okay? The foundation is called Hunter Foundation. She is no longer a hunter, okay? She will not be a hunter any longer. She does not want to be connected to me. So that's it for the team.
Okay,
he done. Save the last name for the new baby mother and the baby, the healthy baby.
Take a breath.
No shade to the baby, since you ain't asked to be here.
Take a breath.
But I'm just saying.
Take a breath. Okay, there we go. All right, so we done, man. Another $1,000 coming up. Jeez.
WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.